it comes out that each mil is 12 and a half minutes. So 3/4 of a mil, which is Bein HaShemashos, is about 9 minutes, approximately 9 minutes. You know, nine is the 3/4 of 12. So for that's where Moshe comes up with, you may probably familiar with his number, the famous number of 9 minutes of Moshe. 9 minutes after Shkia, you can consider a day for a Hefsek Tara and for other halachas, because it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila, according to the Gaonim, Vaday Yom, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so that's Sfek Sfeika, we consider it Yom. So that's where Moshe writes, and many are stoic on this, the various halachas, to consider it to be at least B'diyavid, not L'chatchila, Vad L'chatchila, Hefsek Tara should be done before. But B'diyavid, up to 9 minutes, it could still be done. Now, Ramosha says, technically, you could rely on this even Legabe Shabbos. Now, he doesn't say Legabe doing Malacha on Friday after Shkia, but he talks about the case of a Bris Mila, and says, theoretically, if a baby is born on Shabbos, even up to 9 minutes after Shkia, you could do the Bris on Shabbos, the following Shabbos. Now, we know, of course, the Bris to be done on Shabbos, the baby must be born on Shabbos. Shabbos has to be the eighth day. And we know that typically, if a baby is born, putting aside the shuv of Ramosha, for the most part, the Achronim are extremely machmir, that if a baby is born any amount of time at all after Shkia, a mashu after Shkia, and some are even machmir a little bit before Shkia, because we're not so bucky in Shkia. So there are Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael who paskin that even if a baby is born, like within the last minute or two before Shkia, you shouldn't do the bris till the following day. Let's say on a Monday night, a baby's born 1 or 2 minutes before Shkia, don't do the bris till the following Tuesday. Because if you do it on Monday, maybe the baby was born after Shkia on Monday, so maybe it's already Suffolk Lila. And to do so, the next Monday is not Vaday, the eighth day, it might be the seventh day. And we know the Shach and the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan, and they all paskin that if you do a bris on the seventh day, even with the Eved, you have to do Hatafas Dam Bris. You have to, you know, rectify it afterwards. The Ramah paskins that the Eved is good if you do it on the seventh day, but as I said, these Achronim paskin that Shach, Chachmas Adam, Aruch HaShulchan, even the Taz holds that way, the Chachila, that you should do Hatafas Dam Bris on the eighth day. Or whenever you realize your the situation. So Mimela, the Achronim are very nachmir, even when it comes. But Ramosha says, technically speaking, you could do the bris. If the baby's born up to 9 minutes after Shkia, you could do the bris on that day. If it's born on a Monday, you could Monday 9 minutes up to 9 minutes after Shkia in New York, you could do the bris the following Monday. And if it's born on a Shabbos, you could do the bris on Shabbos even. He says, okay, maybe like that, you know, we won't. You, perhaps one won't want to apply it lemaisa because we're dealing with Kedusha Shabbos, and lemaisa the bris could be done the next day, although it's, you know, not tizmana possibly, but al kapanim legabi other halachas where it's more of a, you know, more dachot, he is mekel. Now, okay, so what I want to discuss the following case, and this is something I mentioned this. Just about 2 years ago when I was in a shir set in Shavuos here in Miami, the following case, last week I also referenced that shir, but I don't think I mentioned this. I mentioned the Sfiras Omer part of it. The case is brought down in a certain Sfarim, Sefer called Shavuos HaPoskim from Rav Meir Katz. Once he posed the shaila to Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. It's how the shaila was about a young man who's I believe it was in Eretz Yisrael, and he follows the sheet of the Gaonim. In Eretz Yisrael, that is very popular because the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael was established by Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, and therefore it was very popular, especially Yerushalayim, to follow the sheetas of the Gaonim, even Lakula, when it comes to Motzai Shabbos. Not that they'll do Malacha 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, but they'll prorate it, so 35 or 40 minutes after Shkia, they'll certainly, there are those that will do Malacha 40 minutes after Shkia, maybe 35 minutes after Shkia. And if a baby is born on a Friday, 35 minutes after Shkia in Yerushalayim, don't be surprised if you ask a Shaila and the Rav says to do the Bris on Shabbos. If a baby is born in Chicago, or New York, 35 minutes after ski on a Friday, the bris absolutely under all circumstances has to be postponed till Sunday. I mean, you know, if you're asking Shiloh now, you'll be told, Bobby, you can't do the bris Friday because it's a good chance the baby, it's already been a shmushas at least, but you can't do the bris Shabbos because it's not late enough to say it's Badai Shabbos, so you have to push the bris off to Sunday. But in Yerushalayim, you can be told to do the bris, very possibly you're told to do the bris on Shabbos, depends who you ask. Okay, now, this young man follows the shita of the Gaonim, but it came to his attention that when he was born, he was actually born on a Friday, which is not really central to the Shiloh. The Shiloh has more to do with his mom than the day of the week. It happened to be he was born on a Friday. And the Lashon of the Shiloh is Kim'at Sha'ah, nearly an hour after Shkia. He was born on Friday, nearly an hour after Shkia. And his father asked the Shiloh to, it doesn't say to whom, but presumably to a Hasidish Rav, because they are more prone to following Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the Rav paskined that he should do the bris on Friday. Again, the baby was born on Friday, almost nearly an hour. That's the Lashon, nearly an hour after Shkia. And the Rav said to do the bris on Friday. Okay, and that's what happened. So now this young baby is no longer a baby. He's a grown man, and or at least a responsible adult. And he says, one second, I follow the Gaonim. According to the Shita that I follow, when I was born, it was way after, it was way after this man. It was for sure Shabbos. It for sure wasn't Friday. So Shita C that I'm following, my bris, if it was done the following Friday, was done on early. It was done on day seven. It wasn't day eight. It was day seven. So the Shaila is, should this young man now go and arrange to have Hatafas Dan Bris? That was the Shaila poster of Scheinberg. So Rav Scheinberg responded to Rabbi Meir Katz, the Shoah, and he said, the Shiloh is much more serious than you are putting it. You're just asking because he paskins like the Gaonim, and he did the bris with Rabbeinu Tam, so maybe it's not consistent. But Rabbi Scheinberg says if it was almost an hour after Shkia, it's very possible that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it was wrong. Because remember, we said even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's 58 and a half minutes after Shkia begins Ben Hashmashos. And beginning of Ben Hashmashos, is already Suffolk Lila. So forget about the fact, again, nothing to do with Friday Shabbos, just the fact that it was 58 and a half minutes after Shkia of any day to do the bris on that day of the week could be to Rabbeinu Tam was wrong. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the baby might have been born, Bein Hashmashos, in which case the bris would for sure be postponed to the next day, and in the case of Friday, postponed till Sunday. So, therefore, says Rav Scheinberg, this is a very serious shaila. It's not just a shaila of, acute, like almost like acute shaila. Oh, you did the bris with Rabbeinu Tam, and the baby grew up, and he passed like the Gaonim. It's not just that. It's a shaila even like Rabbeinu Tam, and Avada, he should have Hatafas Dan Bris. That's what it says. That's what he paskin. Now, I saw the shaila now also brought the Rav Meir Katz, his son-in-law, put out a sefer, which I don't remember the exact name. It's very similar to the set of Piskei Tshuvas that we have on Aruch Chaim. So, not his son-in-law, his son, but his son put out his son, who is a son-in-law of the Piskei Tshuvas, put out a very similar sefer, a similar style sefer on Yerideya. So far, I've only seen one chalik. Maybe there are more, I don't know. But the one chalik includes Hilchas Mila. And there he brings this Shaila, his father's Shaila. And if I recall correctly, he brings that the stifler also paskin like Rav Scheinberg that Hatafas Dan Bris should be done. But other poskim, and this is brought even going back in the first sefer that brings it, other poskim such as the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shevet Alevi, and the Horus Nassan, Rav Nassan Gestetner, and Rav Shmuel Vosner, and Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Zecher Kulam Levracha, all paskin that it's not necessary. He doesn't need Hatafas Dan Bris. Not necessary. Now, I must say, now I don't have all the Svarim at my disposal right now, so I couldn't check up the details. I believe I once did. Let me try to discuss it. I believe I once did look up the Minchas Yitzchak, And I think one of the other two, whether I forget, I think Lawrence Nussman. And I don't believe that they phrased the question with the exact same detail. Meaning, I don't believe they phrased the question that the bris was done nearly an hour after Shkia. They phrased it more that it was done, I don't remember the Lashon, but, you know, it was done in a time that's Machlokes Ga'onim and Rebbeinu Tam. So then, okay. So if I remember correctly, the Mitzaris. First of all, the Ramat Paskins, like I said before, that even if you did it on day seven, you don't need a Tafas Dam Bris. It's not universally accepted that you have to do a Tafas Dam Bris. Yeah, that the Shach and the Chacham Sadim and the Maracha Shulchan are very, you know, weigh very heavily. But we do have the Ramat to be Mitzaris Rukula. Plus the fact that Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom. So that's okay. But that's assuming that it was done in a time when it was Vadayom, when it was before 58 and a half minutes. We don't really know. And as I said, they don't phrase the shaila the same. I don't know if they were talking about the same case, the same exact young man. It could have been just another situation with similar details, but not the exact same details. Or maybe they weren't given the exact same. The Lashon that I saw in the Sefer Tshuva with the postkin is Kimak Shah. That's the Lashon Rav Scheinberg seemed to be addressing. I don't know if that's the Lashon they were addressing. Al-Kapanim, they say that that you don't have to do the Tavis Dam Bris. You could be Somich, that combination of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah who says that anyway you don't need, and that would be okay. But, okay, I thought that was a fascinating Shaila, and so the question is being posted here is that should we say, look, somebody paskin to Shaila, so that's it, it's paskin. Well, I, from the perspective of the Nemo, the young man, I think he has a right to ask a Shaila. I mean, the fact that his father asked the Shaila, at the time it was his father's achrayis, but now it's his achrayis. And I think he has a right to say that that he's interested in revisiting the question, especially with the perspective, or you know, Shaila's perspective, that it could be, who knows, maybe who knows if the information was presented properly to the first Rav. You know, because if it was it's many years since the bris happened. Maybe at the time that they presented it, he had the exact time, and now we don't have the exact time. Because now we say Kimak Shah. Maybe the Rav was told it was 56 minutes after Shkias. He said 56 minutes. Yom Vada Yom. Mehalten Azayv Yerabenu Tam. It's Vada Yom. Do the bris on Friday. You know, Bismano Vito. And that might have been the Rav's response. But even if it was, I do think that the boy who is the recipient of this bris milah and follows the Gaonim, and not just on his own, if he lives in Shalayim, that's the Minag HaMakom, et cetera, and he, I think the way it was phrased, he's being, he's ending Shabbos, Lefi the Gaonim. He's lighting his Avdalah candle before 58 and a half minutes. Or let's make up the number 56. Let's say he was born 56 minutes after Shkia. But he's quote unquote Machal Shabbos before 56 minutes. He drives home from shul. He lights his Avdalah candle. He whatever at 50 minutes after Shkia, 40 minutes after Shkia, and his bris was done on the Friday. Sounds like a shtickle sira. So I do think he had the right to ask the Shaila. Okay, now I do want to mention. No, it's running late, but I do want to mention that I did allude to this before. In Hilchas Mila, in Yoridea, Simin Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, that is where, just see if I have the Shulchan in front of me, yeah, that is where the Mechaber addresses, it's one of the places, that he addresses Zman when it comes to, you know, Bris Mila. And over there, he mentions the two Shitas. He mentions it more in terms of the Gemara. Let me just open up to Reish. Again, it's Yoridea, Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. And I'm sorry, Sif Tes. Pardon, Sif Tes. It's the Shach Yud Aleph. It's the Mechabes, Reish Samach Vav, Sif Tes. And it says, Bishir Ben Hashmashos, Afligu Tanoi Vamoroi, the Sokarg Vamamadlikin. He addresses it even, he doesn't talk about, you know, Machlokes, the Gaonim and Reino Tam, in terms of the Seer and Gemara. He says, even based on the Gemara and Shabbos, he works with the Gemara and Shabbos, and he says, there's a Machlokes there within the Gemara, Machlokes Tanam and Amaram. And he says that that we go L'chumra. We go L'chumra both ways. But and over there, there's a Shach. the Shach Sivkan Yiral brings down a tshuva, tshuva's maram lashkar, simen tzadivav, and the case was tinuk shenol at Erev Shabbat, achar shkiyas hachama, a baby that was born after shkiyah, kodem sheniru gimel kochavim beinonim, before faith, before three average stars. Should the Mila be postponed till Sunday? Because we say, aha, it's Bein HaShemashos. You can't do the Mila Friday because it's already Bein HaShemashos. It might be already Shabbos. But you can't do the Mila Shabbos because it might not be Shabbos. And Shabbos, it might be Chol Shabbos. So you have to push the Mila off. So you have to push the Mila off to Sunday. Or should we say, in Nimo Erev Shabbos, Kedash Rabbeinu Tam Zal, could we just be Samech Rabbeinu Tam and do the Mila on Erev Shabbos? That's the Shaila. So, and the Shach brings the Maskana of the Maram Alashkar is, let me quote it for you, Ayin Sham Sheherech Lahavi Shitas HaGaonim VaPoskim Uvabir Derein. Take a look there that the Maram Alashkar, it goes at length to explain the shitas of the poskim and et cetera. Umasik sham, and he concludes, kolala demilsa. The rule is, the hayinuka ein molin oso ad yom aleph. This baby should not be mauled until, the meal should not be done until Sunday. So you paskin, even though the baby was born, it sounds like he was born within the Beinish marshes of the Gaonim. And, before Gimel Kochavim Beinonim, I don't know if it was within 13 and a half minutes or a little bit later, but before Gimel Kochavim Beinonim, Paskins the Maram Alashkar, that not to rely on Rabbeinu Tam, but to wait until Sunday to do the bris. And that is, I think, the way we would typically Paskin any one of these shilas. Like I mentioned before, even a baby that's born around Shkia, it gets Poskim concerned about whether you could do the bris on that day of the week. And like Rabbi Kaladni just pointed out that the time on the chart, I mentioned the Naval Observatory chart, it's not necessarily exact depending on weather factors and other things, and masking to that, and therefore this is something that a mohel has to decide, has to have a mahalachin, whatever it may be. But I just want to conclude with it concludes for now with mentioning one other thing. So let me, before the word, the last thing, let me just make sure I have in mind to talk about so many things, and it takes a while to explain this, or at least I'm uncertain if sometime when I explain it, it could be I belabor it a little bit just to get it across clearly. But so we discussed the two shittas, and we discussed the Mishnah Berurah's psak about how to be machmer for sure on Erev Shabbos. On the other hand, preferably be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so I just want to point out, even if you're not going to be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, even if you're not going to accept the Mishnah Berurah's advice, but a vada, you have to determine when is it Tesa Kochavim in your location. You can't just say 13 and a half minutes, I'm getting into my car. You have to figure it out, by observation, when is it Gil Kochavim Beinonim in your town, and what's the latest it gets. Miami is closer to Eretz Yisrael, closer to Yerushalayim, much closer than New York or Chicago is. But even so, I've heard different quotes from Rabbanim here about, I heard a quote by Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that at 44 minutes, it's Teta Kochavim in Miami, L'chol HaDeis, which means, like where Moshe says 50 in New York, so I heard that Rabbi Yaakov said in Miami 44 minutes for sure, L'chol HaDeis. I heard some say a little bit earlier even in Miami. But in any case, it's certainly not 13 and a half. So even if you're not going to be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, but you have to figure out what it is. I'm sorry, I just missed that comment if you want to resend it. another thing is to point out that so Rav Moshe's tshuva says you could be making a 50, even in New York, even though Rav Moshe holds you should do like Rabbeinu Tam, but he holds that Rabbeinu Tam Gufa, you yotzi Rabbeinu Tam at 50 minutes in New York, Chicago, etc. And he does say for B'nai Torah, it's Kedai to be Machmir till 72 Mamish, but Meikar Adin, he holds that you yotzi Rabbeinu Tam even at 72. Okay, so we discussed the different shitas and how it's Kedai to Paskin. And we mentioned Ramesh's modification for New York, and we mentioned the Shiloh, the interesting Shiloh with the Bacher who passed like the Gaonim and with Gamala to see Rabbeinu Tam. And okay, the last thing I just want to mention is an incident with a good chaver of mine whose baby was born on Gimel Tishrei many years ago. This is close to 40 years ago. Between 35 and 40 years ago, his baby was born on Gimel Tishrei, or was he? Meaning to say, he was born after Shkia. Now, Gimel Tishrei, by the way, you make a cheshbon, if a baby's born in Gimel Tishrei, the bris is going to be, Bizmana would be on Yud Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. Okay, this baby, though, wasn't born in the Itzumo Shel Yom. He wasn't born at Chatzos Hayom. He was born after Shkia, considerably after Shkia. I don't know exactly how many minutes after. In fact, I recently double-checked with his father, but he didn't remember either exactly how many minutes. But he was born, considered after Shkia, changed a little bit. He was really born going into Gimel Tishrei. No, he was born on as Beis Tishrei was ending, he was born at a time which was going into Gimel Tishrei. The night was Gimel Tishrei. So if he was born late enough at night, the bris should be on Yom Kippur. But if he's born a little bit, if it wasn't late enough at night, then the bris can't be Yom Kippur. It would have to be pushed off to the day after Yom Kippur. It couldn't be Erev Yom Kippur, because that might be day seven. It couldn't be Yom Kippur because it might be Chilul Shabbos or Chilul Yom Kippur. So it had to be pushed off. So the Shaila was when to do the bris. So he asked the Shaila to Ramosha, and Ramosha said to do the bris on Yom Kippur. Now, unfortunately, he doesn't, like I said, the boy, baby's father doesn't remember exactly how many minutes, but I'm sure it was at least 50 minutes after Shkia, at least. I don't know if it was 72, but Ramosha said, do the bris on Yom Kippur. This baby was born already. It's called Gimel Tishrei. When he was born, do the bris Yom Kippur. So the bris was going to be in Brooklyn. The father, parents lived in Queens, but they were going to be spending Yom Kippur with the wife's parents in Brooklyn. And he spoke to a very chashuv amoyl in town at that time, Rabbi Zimmerman, John Levracha, who was one from the chashuvei amoylim, and talmidei chachamim in Brooklyn. And he said, no, I can't. He asked him to do the bris, and he told him the details. And he said, no, I can't do the bris on Yom Kippur. So he said, what do you mean you can't do the bris in Yom Kippur? I asked the Shaila, I asked the Gadol Hador, I asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, the bris in Yom Kippur. He said, with all respect, I don't know exactly the question, but something to the effect of, with all due respect to the Gadol Hador, but I'm a Talmud of Rabban Cutler, and we know Rabban Cutler was makpid not to do Malacha Motzai Shabbos till 90 minutes. Rabban Cutler held that 72 minutes you have to keep Me'ikar Adin, he held. This is what I'm told. And he was makpid l'maisa 90. So he said, I can't do a bris in Yom Kippur unless the baby is born at least 90 minutes after Shkia, going into Yom Kippur. And so that's what he said. So now the father's in a dilemma. I mean, he asked the Shabbat for the Gadol Hador. He said, do the bris in Yom Kippur, but the Maal won't do it. Now, I don't know, all the details if you look for another Maal. What I do know is that the end of the day, the bottom line was the baby was yellow. And the bris couldn't be done anyway in Yom Kippur. It had to be postponed because the baby wasn't ready for a bris in Yom Kippur. Maybe the Rabban Shlom did that so as not to have this difference of opinion, etc. But I just thought that was also a fascinating scenario. And just to conclude on the same line, just this year, a publication came out from the Chayenu organization in Lakewood where they mentioned some Hanahagas of Rabban Cutler. I quoted it earlier, but got me a different point. But it says in there that during the days of Sfira, Rabban didn't want them to daven, didn't want them to count Sfira until 72 minutes. I don't have it in front of me now, and I don't want to keep you. But he didn't want them to count Sfira until 72 minutes. And so he used to, he was in the Shiva Friday night, so they scheduled Marif for late enough that they should get up to Sfira 72 minutes. But every week, just around a few minutes before Marif time, Rabban would disappear, would go out, go out of the Beis Medrash and disappear, and he would come back in a few minutes late so that it got pushed off Nachabisla. Because Rabban, really, he really held, like you said, the 72 minutes acre is in, and he probably wanted to make sure it's 72 minutes, of course, and maybe a little more. So they scheduled Marv in a way that it should come out to 70. I'll have to double check the details. I think this is the way it says it. He scheduled Marv to come out at 72, but he always sabotaged it, so to speak, made sure that it would be a little bit later by disappearing for a few minutes until they had to start later. Anyway, this is just like Mamish, the tip of the iceberg of the sugya of Zmanim, but Ben Ashmashas and Zmanim, I think it's just a kedai topic just to have a little bit of a handle on and to see some of the shilas. And I believe that we have a mole on the line as well, so I'm sure you have probably a lot to say about this. probably a lot of personal experience and a lot of Kabbalahs maybe from Rebbeim as to how to do and what to do. And I don't know if anything that I said, Shtims, is what you do or doesn't. But anyway, in any case, I hope that this was contributed to people's idea satara and appreciation. And let me just see this question. Okay, the question is how to figure out three average stars. So with pollution and everything. Yeah, so you have to speak to bigger mumchim than me to really do that. But, you know, avada, we err on the side of caution. Even if you're not going to wait for a minute of time, but we definitely err on the side of caution. Ramosha said in New York, 50 minutes for sure. I know there are others that were machmer 60, others who didn't feel that you had to go like a minute of time, but they held 60. I know they say B'Shem Rav Henkin, 60 minutes. I also heard in the name of Myra Shiver of Henoch Leibowitz, I think his father, Rav David Leibowitz, Rav David Leibowitz, I believe, also felt they should be machmer until 60 minutes. And I think that's what they do in the Shiva, in the Chavetz Chaim Shiva now in New York. So they definitely err on the side of caution. We don't necessarily go with our personal observation. Okay, thank you very much. If anyone has any other comments, I'd be happy to try to address them if I can. And chutz from that, have a wonderful night, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Yashu kochocho.
Berachem tia. Berachem tia.
Stay safe.
Okay. 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 Take care, everyone. Welcome. Any comments if anybody wants to make. Otherwise, I will bid you a good night. Kalter.